Not too late. Veterinari? Said Rust, seeming to wake up. What are you doing here? This is a battlefield. I wonder. The patrician gave him a very brief smile of his very own. Outside there seem to be a lot of men sitting around. Many of them seem to be having what I believe is known in military parlance as a brew-up. And Captain Carrot is organizing a football match. He's what? Said Vimes, lowering the bow. Suddenly the world had to be real again. If Carrot was doing something as dumb as that, things were normal. Quite a large number of fouls so far, I'm afraid, but I wouldn't call it a battlefield. Who's winning? Ankh Morpork, I believe, by 2 hacked shins and a broken nose. For the first time in ages, Vimes felt a little pang of patriotism. Everything else in life was in the privy, but when it came to gouging and kicking, he knew which side he was on. Besides, Veterinari went on, I believe quite a large number of people are technically under arrest, and clearly a state of war is not in practical fact in being. It is merely a state of football. Therefore, I believe I am, shall we say, back. Excuse me, sire, but this won't take a moment. He held up a metal cylinder and began to unscrew the end. For some reason, Vimes felt inclined to take a few steps away from it. What's that? I thought this might become necessary, said Veterinari. It took some preparation, but I am certain it will work. I hope they're readable. We did our best to keep the damp off them. A thick roll of paper dropped out onto the floor. Commander, have you nothing you should be doing? He added. Refereeing, perhaps. Vimes picked up the roll and read the first few lines. Whereas, heretofore, etc., etc., city of Ankh Morpork, surrender. What? Said Rust and the prince together. Yes, surrender, said Veterinari cheerfully. A little piece of paper and it's all over. I think you'll find it all in order. You can't, Rust began. You can't, said the prince. Unconditionally, said General Ashal sharply. Yes, I think so, said Veterinari. We give up all claim to Leshp in favour of Klatch. We withdraw all troops from Klatch and our citizens from the island, and as for reparations, shall we say $250,000, plus various favourable trade arrangements, most favoured nation status and so on and so on, it's all here. Feel free to read it at your leisure. He passed the document over the head of the prince and into the hands of the general, who flicked through the pages. But we haven't got, Vimes began. Perhaps I did get killed, he thought. I'm on the other side, or someone hit me very hard on the head, and this is all some kind of mirage. It's a forgery, snapped the prince. It's a trick. Well, sire, this man certainly does appear to be Lord Veterinari, and these do seem to be the official seals of Ankh Morpork, said the general. Whereas, whereby without prejudice, ratification within 4 days, way of trade. Yes, this does, I have to say, look genuine. I won't accept it. I see, sire. It does, though, appear to cover all the points which in your speech last week you...
I certainly wouldn't accept it, Rust shouted. He waved a finger under Veterinari's nose. You'll be banished for this.
But we haven't got that money, Vimes repeated, but this time to himself. We're a very rich city, but we haven't got any actual money. The wealth of Ankh Morpork is in its people, we're told, and you couldn't remove it with big pliers. He felt the wind change, and Veterinari watching him. And there was something about General Ashal, a certain hunger. I agree with Rust, he said. This is dragging the good name of Ankh Morpork into the mud. To his mild surprise, he managed to say that without smiling.
We lose nothing, sire, General Ashal insisted. They withdraw from Klatch and Leshp.
Damned if we will, screamed Lord Rust.
Right, and have everyone know we've been beaten, said Vimes. Outwitted?
He looked at the prince, whose gaze was hunting from man to man, but occasionally staring at nothing, as if he was watching some inner vision.
A quarter of a million is not enough, the prince said.
Lord Veterinari shrugged.